Patient name, Eli is the first name, E-L-I, last name, Holy, H-O-L-Y. Date of birth, 7/3/16, date of service, 5/10/23. This is a six-year-old little boy here with complaint of cough and mild sore throat, no fevers, no body aches, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no flu-like symptoms, no complaint of pain, no shortness of breath. He maintains his normal bowel and bladder function as usual. The mom wanted to get him checked to be on the safe side. Apparently, they have a niece that has strep throat, and they wanted to rule that out with this young man as well, period to paragraph. A special note, there has been no exposure of a strep throat to Eli as well. They have not seen their niece in some time, period to paragraph. Blood pressure not obtained, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 97% on room air, current weight 57 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history, bilateral ear tube, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, labs today include a strep test, it was negative. Period and paragraph, on exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, doesn't seem to be in any distress. In fact, he has a very good demeanor. He's smiling, interacts well through the exam. No complaint of pain. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, pink. No strawberry tongue. Oral mucosa, moist. Neck is soft. No thyromegalonal masses. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of the exam is unremarkable. Period in your paragraph. Once again, the strep test today was negative. Period in your paragraph. Assessment and plan, seasonal allergies and cough. Patient will receive Zyrtec, 5 milligram per 5 ml. 5 ml PO daily times 10 days, number 50 ml. Period in your paragraph. Also, Histex PD, 1 ml, 3 times a day, number 15 ml. Period in the paragraph. He's going to monitor symptoms, get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, return to clinic if needed. Period in the paragraph. Next patient, Lacey Hambrick. Lacey is spelled L-A-C-E-Y, Hambrick, H-A-M-B-R-I-C-K, date of birth 5/4/81, date of service 5/10/23. This is a 41-year-old female patient here today, doing a follow-up on a workman's comp claim. Apparently, she works at the Cleveland Independent School District. She works in the cafeteria. Recall that she was pulling a cart when she heard a pop in her right shoulder. Patient also has surgery to that same right shoulder approximately 2 or 3 years ago. She was seen by Dr. Jason Piper, an orthopedist, period, new paragraph. Recovered well. At any rate, she had that pop in her shoulder and subsequently felt a stiffness that began to set in and ran into the next day as well. And that's when she came and originally saw us, period, new paragraph. She returns today. I had given her a note that she can go back to work with limited movement to that right shoulder, and she tells me that they could not find anything for her to do by way of employment, and so they sent her home, and she has just been resting the shoulder. She continues with that same pain to the right shoulder here today. Period in a paragraph. And given the history of the right shoulder surgery, it would be best if she would be seen by an orthopedist. Period in a paragraph. It is okay with me if she returns to work. I'm sure that they can find something that she can do by way of helping out in the cafeteria without using the right shoulder until she gets seen by Dr. Jason Piper. As far as I'm concerned, he will be over this case henceforth, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes or pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen, mildly obese. Period, new paragraph. Extremities, she has full range of motion in all extremities, including the right shoulder. She is able to lift that right hand over her head, but it is with some discomfort. We're not going through any extensive range of motion exercises. due to her continued pain, and I want her now to be seen by the orthopedist. Period, in a paragraph. I had thought by now her symptoms would be vastly improved. Period, new paragraph. She will continue with taking over-the-counter Advil, and we did not give any steroids because she has an allergy to those. She will have a follow-up with Dr. Jason Piper. I've done the referral today.